Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's April 26, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 24, 2002.
Nazarene, here's a good one and something I think everybody wants to be assured of.
Rock 103, question for Jesus.
Will Bin Laden go to heaven? And if so, has the son of a bitch arrived yet?
Yeah, that's a good question. All right, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Alora, what's that old expression about a snowball's chance in hell? We want this guy. We want him dead forever. He has about as much chance of getting in to my kingdom as I don't know what. He is going to cease to exist about 5 microseconds after he dies. He hasn't got a prayer, and he knows it. What we fear most is he's going to turn into a creature of darkness, a demon, that when he dies, he's going to jump into the biggest, deepest, darkest hole he can find and wait there until the hullabaloo blows over and then come out and start feeding on any poor soul he can find and do more evil. We don't want that. What we want is when he dies a second death almost instantly and is gone. He knows he has no welcome in the afterlife. He knows he has no hope in the afterlife. He knows just as soon as he gets there, every soul that he abused is going to pounce on him, and he is scared to death. He puts on a brave face in public, but he already knows he's taken the wrong path and he is doomed. He is so despisable that he wants to take as many other souls into hell with him as he can. We pray that mankind cease following him, that people stop believing in him, but he is so charismatic and he gives the people just what they want, but he is doomed. He is doomed forever.
It's a terrible thing to say, Nazarene, but I hope you get him. I can't understand why people won't listen to us, but they listen to something like him. It really hurts sometimes.
That is very understandable, Alora. That is very understandable indeed.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lenin, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at https://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm. We're back! Nazarene, is it true that the Kingdom of God suspects that Bin Laden may actually be dead?
Yes, Alora. Something very strange is going on in Pakistan and Afghanistan. There is a new demon, a very powerful one, running back and forth between the two countries because the barrier between them in a certain area is almost non-existent. It's almost like they're one country. Parts of that area is like in a little circle, it's like a separate country altogether. And this demon has been attacking young demons in both Pakistan and Afghanistan. And he may have very well destroyed a couple of them. We're not sure. It's hard to tell these things sometimes. But this creature is so grotesque, so deformed, that it's hard to tell who it was. And we have had no contact with Bin Laden for over 6 months. No one has seen him or heard of him. So we're very, very curious, Alora. We would like to see a new tape come out from Bin Laden showing something from something that has just recently happened, so we would know that he is still alive, because we want to know. We want to keep track of him. And if this demon is him, we're hunting it. We're hunting it with everything we have. We're not sure, Alora, but there's something strange going on in that area.
I hate to say this, Nazarene, but I bet it was him.
If it wasn't, Alora, we don't know what this creature was doing when it was alive. We can't imagine what it was doing to end up like that.
We'll be back again.